Over 60 hikes included in Metro Atlanta. How long did it take you to compile this guide, and did you trot every one of them personally?
Yes, I definitely hiked every hike personally. In fact, I hiked most of them three or four times, just going back to try to get most accurate information. It took me about 2 years to compile it all, though I had been finding these hikes for years before that. It was only 2 years ago that I put them all into one list and said, you know what? There are 60 hikes within 30 miles of the Capitol? That sounds like a book.
Atlanta's tree canopy is still pretty impressive. I think if you look at Atlanta from the sky or atop a tall building, it still looks like we got a nice green cover. I know it's diminishing, but how many hidden forest hikes are actually in town, Atlanta?
In my book, there are 20 hikes that are included inside the perimeter, which I think is what people consider in town. There are a few trails that even now are just beginning to be built into trails by organizations like the South Fork Conservancy and others. So though there's 20 hikes within the perimeter in this book, maybe in subsequent editions there might be 25 or 30. And if you go out searching those green spaces in town, you'll find trails that neighbors have just started walking and maybe soon will become a park.
Metro Atlanta is fortunate to have the Chattahoochee National Recreation Area, Stone Mountain Park, both I think a lot of folks know about because they're pretty sizable. Are there larger green spaces in Atlanta that we don't know about that perhaps we should know about? I'm looking for a big hidden secret here, Jonah.
Well, it's not a hidden secret to everyone, but one of the best green spaces in Atlanta is the Cascade Springs Nature Preserve. It's large. It's 140 acres, so it's big, and it's off Cascade Road on the west side of town. And it's a park that every time I go, I see maybe two people, maybe four and a dog. But this is an enormous park that has a waterfall. It has rolling Piedmont forests. There's two creeks that run through it. And there's an enormous, beautiful old beech tree on the far side of the park that when you see it, you stop and say, wow.
So as I flip open your book, before I even get to the first hike, you get some words, a few pages on trees and birds. And what's that about?
I didn't want this book to just be about the hiking that I've done. I wanted it to be about the experts on green spaces from all over Atlanta. So I pulled in a friend of mine and colleague, Eli Dickerson, who works for Trees Atlanta and is the curator of their Champion Trees project. Now, Eli will tell you a lot more about Champion Trees, but the basic story is that the largest, oldest, most impressive specimen of each species within the perimeter. And so Eli identifies each one of those trees, each one of those champions of the species. And what we've done is we found the champions and also other special trees that may not be champion level but are really impressive also. We've called those sentinel trees. And we've identified multiple trees along each hike that you can kind of use as a living scavenger hunt. So as you walk, you can find on the map where these special trees are and try to identify them along your way. So that's one organization one group I partnered with is people who love trees and this Champion Trees project. But also, I've partnered with the Audubon Society of Atlanta, and their members who go out birding in many of these green spaces have identified particular birds that one is likely to see in different seasons in each park. Now, this isn't a field guide to birds. That would be a much, much, much bigger book. But what this does is it provides that other kind of living scavenger hunt. So as you go, you can say, oh, this is the kind of place that I might see this particular kind of wren. And maybe you'll find it.
I am very impressed with the detail and organization. You've got maps, directions, GPS coordinates. Isn't that cheating? I'm old school. Okay.
Well, you know, in order to create a book like this, you have to be taking GPS tracks because that's how the maps are created. One of the ways this guidebook is unusual from other guidebooks is that usually trails up in the mountains, there's no street address for them. You can't just punch in a street address into your GPS and find the trailhead. But with this book, because these are all in the metro area, there is an address for every one of these hikes. And so if you're searching for where to find this place, you don't have to drive around in circles and circles. You can just take that address that's in the book or the GPS if you're a little bit more technologically savvy, the actual latitude and longitude coordinates, and just punch it right in your GPS and find your way. It makes it a ton easier to find them than having to follow, you know, very specific, turn right at the big tree, then turn left when you pass the park.
You've also cross-referenced the hikes by their special features, the appendices.
Absolutely.
Tell me about those. Because I, for example, if you're into waterfalls like I am, you've got those listed.
People don't know that there's waterfalls in Atlanta. And one of the things I wanted to make sure is that people didn't have to read through every hike to find the one that they were looking for. So if you want a place that has a really nice creek that you can take off your shoes and put your feet in, that's listed in the appendix. Or if you're someone who has a family member who's not quite as mobile, there's actually a section in the appendix that says, here are some hikes that have actual wheelchair accessible trails as part of the hike. If you're looking for a waterfall like you are, that's definitely in there. Or if you're looking for a hike that has overlooks, that's in there as well. So you can go to the back and use the index to kind of pick out your hike.
In your experience and your research, have you found that most Metro Atlanta jurisdictions have done a good job both maintaining and promoting their hiking trails?
I think Atlanta has done a beautiful job with this. People oftentimes ask me when they see the title of the book and see what I'm doing, hikes that are actually in a metro area, they say, oh, don't you want to do this for Washington, D.C. and Pittsburgh and all these other large cities in town and towns in the country? And honestly, maybe somebody else might be interested in doing that. But Atlanta's my city, and I'm proud of the trails that we have here. And also, I think that people talk about the sprawl of Atlanta, but one of the benefits we have of living farther apart than maybe some other large metropolitan cities is we have all of these little strips of green and creeks and watersheds that run between our houses. And between our houses, those are the places where neighbors can connect in the woods. And so in some ways, our city has this huge benefit of being just a little bit more spread out because we don't have to drive 3 hours from our houses to get ourselves to the woods.
Are all the sites in your book on public land? Have you run across interesting green spaces that are on private property?
There are some private property green spaces, and there were definitely a few that I found, oh, I can't include in the book because the owners don't necessarily want people from outside walking on their land. One of the places on private property, which has an interesting story, is the Simpson Wood Methodist Retreat Center. They invite the public to walk the trails in their park, but at this time, the Methodist Church is also debating on whether or not that property will need to be sold. The hope is that it will be sold to the county for green space, but when property is being sold, you never know what's going to happen.
Your favorite hike? You've got one, I assume.
It's like picking between my children.
Go ahead and pick one.
It's different times of year. There's a different favorite. Right now, my favorite hike is Arabia Mountain Preserve. Right now, the Diamorpha flowers are in bloom, and there are just these flowers everywhere on this beautiful granite rock that's as beautiful, if not prettier, than Stone Mountain, which most people know. But if you get into the fall, you start seeing the fall colors in the trees along the East Palisades section of the Chattahoochee Recreation Area. Oh, that's another one of my favorites. But if you get close to my house, the Herbert Taylor Nature Preserve, that's the one I love going to the most.
Jonah McDonald is the author of Hiking Atlanta's Hidden Forests, In Town and Out. Jonah, love this book. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me here.